So verse number 37 says, Kaloyam Dvipravardho Akhyo Nimesa Upacharyate Abhyakrati Anantasya Anadir Jagat Atmanah. The eternal time which was discussed starting from Parmanu atom to Dvipravardha. Dvipravardha means up to Brahmaji. Dvipravardha means two halves. Two halves means 50 years of Brahmaji and 50 years of Brahmaji, 100 years. So time starting from Parmanu up to the life of Brahmaji, all the details were discussed. Dvipravardho Akhyo Nimesa Upacharyate, and it is taken as one Nimesa. One Nimesa, we have seen, it is, how much is that? 5/8 of a second in the chart. So the total life of Brahmaji of 100 years is equal to only one nimesh of Sri Hari. Abhyakrita, abhyakrita is changeless, anantasya unlimited, anadi beginningless, jagatatmana is the soul of the universe. So I told you earlier also that in some other Quran it is written that the whole life of Brahmaji is equal to one nimesh. Somewhere it is written as 1 second also of Vishnu. Similarly, now the Vishnu life is also 100 years. So that 100 year is equal to one moment or one nimesh of Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva. That's why
he's not. Got it. Now 38.
Kaloyam Paramanvadihi Dviparardhanta Ishvara Naiveshitum Prabhur Bhuna Ishvaro Dhama Manina.
Kaloyam, this Kal which we have discussed, the length, the eternal time, Paramanu Dviparardha Anta. From starting from the Parmanu to Dvipravardha. Dvipravardha means the life of Brahmaji. 100 years divided into two halves. That is 50 years and 50 years. Ishvara naiva ishta. Ishvara, it does not control the Lord, Ishvara. This Kal does not control the Ishvara. Now who is this Ishvara? We talked about Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Life is all controlled by time. They have taken form. Ishvara is one. So that Ishwar is not controlled by time. He is Kalatit. He is Kalatit. He is beyond time. And who is he? He is Prabhu Bhumna. Prabhu Bhumna is the Lord Supreme. Bhumna means Supreme. Ishwaro. Dham Maninam. But who are controlled by this time? Dham Maninam. those who are identified with the body. In simple words, Atma is not controlled by time, Anatma is controlled by time. Brahman is not controlled by time, he is not within the time span, and anything other than Brahman, everything is limited in time. Dham manina means those who are identified with the bodies. All bodies are anatma only. Whole universe is also anatma only. So the whole universe is within the time frame. Dham manina.
Vikare sahito yuktehi visheshadi viravritah andakosho vahirayam pascha panchashat koti vistritah.
Vikare sahita, the elements, there was vikar, there was modification in the element, and what were those modifications? There were 8 modifications in the element. Some first was prakriti, from the prakriti came mahat. From the Mahat came Ahankar, from the Ahankar came 5 Tanmatra. So these are the 5 modifications, as say 8 modifications. Prakriti, then Mahat, Ahankar and 5 Tanmatra. Yuktai Visheshadir Abhita, then this is again covered. Again covered by how many things? It is covered by 7 seeds. What are those 7 C's? That we'll see. But before that, from these 5 Tanmatra, there are another 16 Vikaras. What are those 16 Vikaras? 5 Gyanendriya, 5 Karmendriya, Panch Prana and Mind. These 16. So 8 modifications and 16 effects, we call say Karya. 16 Karas. Well, then he say, Andakosho Bahirasya Panchasat Koti Vistritah. This Andakosho, this egg form, whole universe, what is the span? It is said Panchas, 50 crores. Yojan. How much is Yojan? Somewhere different
interpretations
are there, but it is normally taken as 2 miles. So 50 crore Yojan is the width of this undercoast. And this undercoast is again covered by many seeds. What are those seeds and how it is covered? It is said now.
Dashottaradhikai yatra pravishta paramanuvata lakshate antargatasjane kotisho yandarashayah.
Then it is the, what are those 7 seeds? So it is say 7 seeds are earth, water, fire, air, ether, ego and mahat. These are the 7 seeds covering. Earth is covered by water is covered by fire is covered by air is covered by ether, the space is covered by again ego is covered by mahat. Mahat is the subtlest thing we have seen coming from the Brahma. So what is the size of this each covering that is given here? What is that? Dasuttaradhikaiyatra. Das, there are 10 times. So what is the size of earth? 10 times is the water. Whatever is the size of the water, 10 times is fire. Whatever is the size of the fire, 10 times is the air. Whatever the size of air is there, 10 times is ether, space. 10 times bigger than space is Ahankar. 10 times bigger than Ahankar is Mahat. So this is the total dimension, Mahat. Lachyate antargatah anna kotiso andarasaya pravishta paramanuvat. And this whole thing is pravishta inter. Like a what? A paramanu. Parmanu is the smallest space we have seen. Parmanu we have used in the space also, and Parmanu we have used in time also. So he said, Pravishta Paramanuvat, this whole thing, this whole universe is like a Paramanu, like an atom. Lachate antargatasya anna kotisa andarasaya. And there are me, this one Paramanu is in the Lord Hari. And how many Paramanus are such there? Ananta koti Brahmand are there. So one Brahmand was described here. How is that? 50 crore yojan width, covered by 7 seas. Each one 10 times bigger than that. The whole thing up to Mahat is like a one Paramanu in Hari, and like this there are many Brahmand in Hari. Many, many Brahmand are there. Countless cells are there. So all Brahmand in Hari is like only a few Paramanus. That's Katha.
Tadahu Rakshanam Brahma Sarvakarana Karanam Vishnurdhama Param Sakshat Purushasya Mahatmanah.
Tad Ahur Aksharam Brahma. This Sri Hari, what we see here in Bhagavatam, is called Akshar Brahma. In Advaita Vedanta, we come Brahman. How that Akshar? Akshar means not modifying, not changing, not perishing. Char means which is changing, perishing, modifying. Akshar means which is not changing, modifying, perishing. That is called Akshar Brahma, Sarva Karana Karana. And he is the cause of all effects. But he himself is causeless cause. There is no cause of Brahman. But that Brahman is the cause of everything. Karanam, Vishnu Dhamam Param. It is called the Vishnu Dham, Param Dham. Sachat Purushasya Mahatmana. And Sachat Purushasya, there is no doubt about that. And that is the Sri Vishnu is the highest being, or the Brahman is the highest being. He is the cause of all things. So don't ask this question, what is the cause of Brahman? Is the causeless cause. He is the cause of everything.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiyaskandhe Ekadashodhyayah अथ द्वादशोऽध्यायः सृष्टि का विस्तार मैत्रेय उवाच इति ते वर्णितक्षत्तः कालाख्य परमात्मनः महिमा वेदगर्भस्थ यथा साक्षिन्निबोधमे
इति ते मे वर्णित आई हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड यू व्हाट कालाख्य यू आस्क मी अबाउट द टाइम I have given you the full detail of time, eternal time, how it is, what are the segments and everything. I have told you. Who are all the controlled by time? Who is not controlled by the time? Everything I have told you. Chhatah means Vidur. Maitri is talking to Vidur. Oh Vidur. Mahima Veda Garvastha Yatha Astrakshita Nibodhme. Now you understand how Brahmaji created this whole world. Mahima, the glory, Vedgarbhastha. Vedgarbhastha means one, the knower of the Veda, in whose garva is all the Veda. That means Brahmaji. Yatha astrasit nivodhme. Yatha. As he, astrachit, he created. Nivodhme, you learn from me. Now he is going to tell about the creation. What he created.
ससर्जाग्रे अंधतामिश्रम अथतामिश्रमाधिकृत महामोहं च मोहं च तमश्च ज्ञानवृत्तयः
ससर्ज अग्रे ससर्ज मीन्स क्रिएटेड अग्रे मीन्स फर्स्ट ही क्रिएटेड हू क्रिएटेड ब्रह्मा जी व्हाट ही क्रिएटेड अंधतामिश्र फाइव टाइप्स ऑफ अविद्या ही क्रिएटेड फर्स्ट बिफोर क्रिएटिंग एनी ह्यूमन बीइंग The name of this five ignorance is called Andha Tamisra Atha Tamisra Adikrita. So Anta Tamisra is one name of avidya. Tamisra is another name. Mahamoham, three. Moham, four. And Tamascha Ajnana Vrittaya. And the Tama means the Ajnana, the darkness or the ignorance. So five type of Ajnana he created. Who created? You people always ask this question, who created? Pehle kaun aya? Kisne kiya? Answer is here. Brahma ji created. What? Five types of Ajnana. Anta Tamisra, Tamisra, Mahamoha, Moha, and Tamasya Jnana. Five types of ignorance he created. What is the meaning of all this? What is the meaning? So tamas means ignorance. Ajnana. Ajnana of what? Ignorance of our own self. Tamas. Next is moha. Moha is the association of individual with the body, ahankar. Moha. Mahamoha. Mahamoha means your association with the sense objects. We are not the owner of all this whole world. But we associate ourselves, this is my house, my car. This is my land. Mahamoha. Tamisra. What is Tamisra? Tamisra is anger. When desire is obstructed, then the anger comes. Tamisra. So now if the anger comes to you, don't blame yourself. Who created it?
Brahma.
And Andha Tamisra means the feeling of total loss of oneself, that means death. Andha Tamisra. Total loss of oneself, the loss of object or loss of your own body. That is death. In one word, death. So death is created by Brahmaji. Individuality, ahankar is created by Brahmaji. Mahamoha, association with the world, he thinks is created by Brahmaji. And tamas is the ignorance. And tamisra is anger. So all these he created. First of all, he created Ajnana. Ajnana of what? Why he created Ajnana first? If we all become Jnani, there is no question of birth. No more jiva, no creation. Creation can only happen when we are Ajnani. You always say, once you become Jnani, there is no more birth. So first thing what he did, he covered the Jnana, the knowledge, the self. When that is covered, then the creation can happen. If we all become Jnani, no more body, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body, kuch bhi nahi hai. So first creation is a Jnana. Okay. Then after that, when we forget our real identity, then only everything will start. Mind will start functioning and all the problems will start. So for the creation, the tamas, the ignorance is the first thing. Then only the whole creation will start. Then the second is andhatamas. Andhatamas means when we forget our real identity, then the question of Janma Mrityu comes. When we forget our identity, what is our real identity? Our real identity is we are Brahman. And Brahman has got no birth and death. Since we forget our identity, we become subject to birth and death. So death has come. Then third comes is the Mahamoha, false identification with the material world. Who is the owner? Who is the owner of Panch Mahabhut? Who is the owner of universe? The Lord. And what we say? Mera hai. Mera hai. Mera. Mahamoha. This is Mahamoha. And many times I have said, what Thakur Ram Krishna used to say, you say my house, before you bought it, it was owned by somebody else. After your death, somebody else will claim this is my. But really it is owned by Lord. And Lord is laughing from there. See, these fools, my earth, I own the whole world, and they are saying mera chair. Petty things, they are saying mera. Mahamoha. So why he has created all these materials? All these materials are available for us so that we can take as much as is needed from this earth so as we reach our true nature. This is the purpose of the whole creation. The purpose of the whole creation, all the sense objects available here is only one. Take from the world as much as is needed. Don't forget your goal and reach your goal. He will give more details. More details. But what we have done, instead of utilizing them, we are entrapped by these sense objects. The sense objects of the world are here to help us to reach the goal. But all the individuals are entrapped. My house, I should have another house, a bigger house, or for my retirement I should have another house, I will let it out on rent, money will come, entrapped. So this way Brahmaji created five kinds of avidya. Because of avidya, for the jiva it is very difficult to accept that I am Brahman. Because of this five type of avidya created by Brahmaji, it is very, very difficult for a jeev to accept himself as Brahman. Avidya is the curtain in between these two. Patanjali says this is the five kleshas: avidya, asmita, raga, desh, abhinivesh. Same thing. Wordings are different. Tamas is avidya according to Patanjali. Moha is asmita. Moha, considering myself as individual, all knower. People say, nahi jante mere ko, main kaun hu? Ahankar. That is asmita. And Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, ahankar vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. This vimudhatma is a mood, not mood, vishesh mood. He considers himself as karta. This is asmita. Mahamoha, mahamoha means identification with the sense object, attachment. It's called raga. Dvesa, dvesa is the tamisra, anger, when you don't get anything which you like. Then there is a hatred toward it. Another word, dvesa. Andhatamisra is avinivesa. Andhatamisra is the avinivesa. Fear of death is avinivesa. So who created avidya? Brahmaji. Who has written Bhagavad? Ved Vyasi has written. Who is Ved Vyasi? Incarnation of Vishnu. So therefore, Bhagwan Vishnu is saying all this thing. So it is not our fault. It's all created by Brahmaji. In Vishnu Puran it is said, Tamo viveko moha syat antakarna vibrahma mahamohastu vigyeyo gramya bhoga sukaisna marnam hi andhatamisram tamisram krodha uchyate avidya pancha purvaisa pradur bhuta mahatmana. Same five words are here also. In Vishnu Puran, it is a tamo viveka moha. Tama is aviveka. We are not inquiring properly. It is always said, if you start inquiry, then there is no maya. You can cross maya by vivek only. In Vivek Churamani, it will come again and again. Therefore, vivek should be done, vivek should be done. Try to discriminate between two, atma and anatma. Again and again, it will come. Moha syat antahkaran vigruna. Moha, what is this moha? Antahkaran. Antahkaran is? Antahkaran and vaikaran. There are two currents, two types of currents, instruments. Antah, inside. Bahi, bahar, outside. What is bahi currents? Five organs of perception, five organs of action. What is antahkaran? Inside instruments, man, buddhi. So it is said, tamo viveka moha syat antahkarna vigruna mahamohastu vigyo gram bhoga sukaisna. Mahamo, what is mahamo? It is said, gram me bhoga sukaisna. No, knowing that you are enjoying the sense objects. It is mahamo, there is no sukh in the sense objects. But we all consider there is a sukh in the objects. This is mahamoha. Marnam hi andhata tamishram. Marnam, death is the andhata tamishram. I have already told you. Andhata tamishram krodha uchyate. What is tamishram? Krodha. When desire is obstructed, this is krodha. Abhidya pancha purvesha pradur bhuta mahatmana. The same thing is said in the Vishnu Puran. So Vishnu Puran, Patanjali or the Bhagavad, they say the same. Who created a vidya? Why it is necessary?
Creation
will not happen. Unless that truth is covered, creation will not. Once you come to know the truth, there is no creation. There is no creation. So avidya is needed.
Drishwa papi asim srishtim natmanam bauvamanyata bhagavadhyana putena manasanyam tato srijata.
Drishta papi asim srishtim natmanam bauvamanyata. Drishwa seeing. Now Brahmaji himself is thinking that he has done something sinful.
Thank you.
Immediately after creating, he says, Drishtva papiyasam srishti, this is sinful srishti, what I have created. The first creation is avidya. And he himself is saying that this is papiyasam, this is sinful. Na atmanam bahumanyata, and he did not feel any pleasure. After creation of this avidya, he was not happy. Bhagavad dhyanam putena manasyanam tato asrijat. Then what he did? Bhagavad dhyanam putena. He again meditated on the law. For what? Putena. For purifying his mind. Bhagavad dhyanam putena. He has done something wrong. So what he did? He meditated on the law for the purification of the mind. Manasyanam tato asrijat. Then after that, he started Srishti. He started as Srishti. Say, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, in chapter 15, Sarvasya Cham Hridi Sannavishta Matta Smriti Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Same thing, Lord is saying there. I am sitting in the heart of all beings. Because of me, they remember Smriti Apohanam. You forget. So if you forget something, don't blame yourself. Who is being blamed? Lord sitting inside. Because of Lord sitting inside, the smriti remembrance comes. Sometimes you say, I'm to bhul gaya. Are, it's not your fault. The Lord sitting inside is doing all these tricks. Jeev is the answer of the Lord. Mavai vanso jeev loke jeev bhuta sanatana. So jeev has been given some freedom. Some freedom in action. And that freedom he is misusing. He is doing all the karma for his ego worship. Therefore what happens? Slowly, slowly, slowly he goes down. He goes to the hell also. Lord allows him to go to the hell also. To realize that whatever you are doing, you are wrong. And from the hell, if you start remembering the law, he helps you also to come out of this maya also. So Lord has given us freedom. only to human being, freedom in action. That freedom of action is not given to anybody else. How to act in the world is given in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Since we have not studied the manual of our life, we are acting in the world. How are we acting in the world? Kama karma, selfish action. What is selfish action? Worshipping my own ego, satisfying my own ego. How the action is to be done in the world?
Happiness of the Lord.
We are doing for our happiness. The scripture says it should be done for the happiness of Lord. Whole Srishti is doing actions for the happiness of the Lord, except humans. Therefore, the human goes to different loka and Lord allows him. Jao, niche jao. You suffer there. Then again you find, are, there is no happiness there also. You go there up also. 7 floor up, 7 floor down. Still you don't get the permanent happiness. Upar niche, upar niche. Lift mein jaate rao, aate rao. Birth after birth. When you get this knowledge, then like Arjun, you will say, Nashto moha smritir labdha. The moha will be destroyed. After the knowledge, after chapter 18 of the Bhagavad Gita is covered, then Arjun says, Nashto moha, my delusion is gone. Smritir labdha, now I have got it. Now whatever you say, I will do.
Sanatam cha sanandam cha sanatanam adharmamuhu sanat kumaram cha munim niskriyanu urdhvaretasaha.
Then he created 4 kumars. After creating the avidya and this 5 type of ignorance, then he meditated, after meditation created 4 kumaras. This is mansik srishti. This is not srishti with husband, wife and all that. It is mansik srishti. Sanakam sanandam cha sanatanam atha atmabhu, self-born. Atmabhu, self-born. What are their names? Sanakam, sanandam, sanatan and sanat kumar. And who are they? Muni. Great sages. Niskriya. They are niskriya. And urdhvaretas, whose semen flow upward. Urdhvaretas. You see, in our scriptures, there are only 2 paths, pravritti mark and nivritti mark. In pravritti mark, you have to do a lot of actions. A jiva has to do a lot of actions, but the pravritti has to be done according to the karma yoga. When you do the pravritti mark, you follow the pravritti mark, by doing the karma yoga, karma yoga, karma yoga, the mind purifies, then you are entitled for the nivritti mark. What is nivritti mark? Sravan manan niti dhyasan is the nivritti mark. So these people were niskriya, nivritti margi. So Brahmaji created 4 kumaras, but they were urdhvaretas and nivritti margi. And to them Brahmaji will say now,
Tan bhavasi swabhu putram prajasvijata putrakaha tannaichan momoksha dharmanaha vasudeva parayanaha.
To these 4 kumaras, now Brahmaji said, Tan bhavasi. Bhavasi, he addressed. Tan, to these 4 kumaras. Bhavasi, swabhu, swabhu means Brahmaji, said to them, Putran praja sridhata putraka. Oh my son, now you create more progeny. Praja banao, or living beings, or banao. Then, tat naichan. They said, naichan, we will not do that. Naichan. Why? Urdhvaretas. They are in the total celibacy. Urdhvaretas means total celibacy. And niskriya, they will not go into this side. Tatna ichan moksha dharma. They are pledged to moksha dharma because they are finding the niskriya ma, nibritima, they are for the moksha dharma. and Vasudev Parayana. And they are devoted to Vasudev. So they declined, Sanat Kumar declined to become family man, number one. Number two, they refused to obey the orders of their father. Their refusal started from that time, not obeying father. They refused to obey their father. Now people ask this question, is it right to disobey the father? Immediately question comes. But our children say, oh, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, they disobeyed, so we also disobey. But here it is, they are Moksha Parayana and they are Vasudev Parayana. They are devoted to the Vasudev. So if you are devoted to Vasudev, then you can disobey. So in Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse number 41. We are in Canto 3. In Canto 11, Chapter 5, Verse number 41 say, Devarsi Bhutatripni Nam Pitri Nam Na Kinkaro Nayam Ririn Charajan Sarvatmanaya Saranam Saranyam Gato Mukundam Parhittakarn. In which case you can disobey your father. So it is said, O King Parikshit, Sukhdevji is telling, O Parikshit, renouncing all obligation, he who wholeheartedly and completely resort for the protection to the protecting law, you have taken the Saranagati. Vasudev Parayana, the Sanat Sanandan are the Vasudev Parayana, is no more servant of a debtor to the deities, even devtas. He can disobey Devta also. Rishis or other creatures, relations or other men, even the deceased ancestors also. So when you are Moksha Parayan, whatever your forefathers have said also, you can disobey. A Rishi said, disobey. That you can do it. That is the exception. So they said, so therefore they are right. But we are all Moksha Dharmana and Vasudev Parayana.
So Vathyata Sutairevam Pratyakhyata Anushasanaihi Krodham Durvishaham Jatam Niyantum Upachakrame.
So avadhyata sutereva, sahi avadhyata being disrespected by sutei, by sons. The four sons disrespected him by not following his instructions. Pratyakhata anusasana, refused to obey whatever anusasana, whatever Brahmaji said. These four sons, they said, no, nothing, we are not going to do it. Krodham durvisaham jatam niyantun upachakarnai. Then what happened? Brahmaji said, oh putra, chalo banao aur praja banao. But putra said no. So what happened? Krodham durvisaham. Krodh, the anger. Durvisaham, difficult to tolerate. Jatam, generated. Niyantun, he tried to control it. Upachakarnai, he tried his best. It came inside. He didn't express. It only came inside. Natural. Why Krodh came? Because he was in the Rajasic mode. Brahmaji is in the Rajasic mode. Is it not so?
Yeah,
Brahmaji is the Rajasic. For creation you need Rajas. And there is an obstruction in the creation. Krodh will come. But he did not express. But we all, when our children don't obey whatever we say, what comes? The Krodh comes. And the most of the time, we express also. But he tried his best to not to advise, but it came. He was angry.
धिया निगृह्यमानोऽपि भ्रूवर्मध्यात् प्रजापतेः सद्यो अजायत तन्मन्नभु कुमारो निरलोहितः.
धिया निगृह्यमानोऽपि he tried to control it by intellect. He tried to control Brahma, he tried to control his anger by his intellect, thinking it's a vikara, unreal creation and all that. Why are you getting angry? Bhur Madhya Madhyat Prajapati, but between the Bhur Madhya from the Prajapati, Bhur means the disciple, Madhya this, Prajapati means Brahma. From this place, what happened? Sattu Ajayata Tanmanyu, Sattu. Instead, a child was born. From here. Kumaro Neela Lohita, Kumara means child. Neela Lohita, blue and red. What is this blue and red? Anger, the cause of anger is ignorance and passion. Cause of anger, main cause, immediate cause is obstruction in the kaam, in the desire. Why the desire is coming? Because of the ignorance. And calm nature is rajasic. Are you understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Why desire comes? When I consider myself as not Purna. We are all Purna, we are Brahman. Because of ajnana, we think we are not complete. So, in order to make ourselves complete, we start accumulating things of the world. We are trying to make ourselves complete. Therefore, desire comes. So, what is the real cause of desire? Ignorance. In Bhagavad Gita also, it says, Kaam eso krodh eso rajogun samadhuva. When the kaam comes, the rajogun comes. So, the real cause of kaam is ignorance and the rajogun. So, neela lohita. What is this neela and lohita? Neel is blue, is ignorance. Lohita is red. Red represents rajasu. Blue represents ignorance.
Uncle, Krishna is supposed to be in blue color.
Here we are discussing about. So, kumaro neela lohita. So why specifically it is Neel and Lohita? The Neel and Lohita means blue represents the ignorance and Lohita represents the passion. Passion means Rajogun. Therefore, Neel Lohita. Then what happened after that?
Sarve rurodha devanam purvajo bhagavan bhavah namani kuru medhatah sthanani cha jagat kuru.
Sarve rurodha devanam purvajo bhagavan bhavah. So the moment he was born, he started crying. Normal thing. Any child born, first thing he cries. If he does not cry, the doctor gives a slap first. Ro pehle. Sarvai Rurodha Devanam Purvaja, and is the first Devta. Coming from the Brahman, the first Devta, from his eyebrows, in between from the eyebrows, it is coming out. Rurodha Purvaja, Bhagwan Bhava, and he is the Lord Shiva. Namani Guru Medhata Sthanani Cha Jagat Guru. Immediately after his birth, he says, O Dhata, Destiny Maker, Namani Guru, Mera Naam Batao. You first give me a name. Sthanani, where should I stay? Batao. Our children ask all these things after long time. You know, this fellow, at the time of birth, he is saying, where is my property? Where will I live? Namani, what will be my name? Number one, where will I live? That also batao. And who to whom he is asking? Jagat Guru. So he wanted to know the places where he should stay. Then what Brahmaji saying?
Iti tasya vacha padmah bhagavan paripalayan abhyadhat bhadraya vacha marodis tat karomite.
Iti tasya vacha, thus at his request, vacha requested by that newborn baby, Padma Bhagwan. Padma Bhagwan means the Bhagwan who is born from the lotus, that means Brahmaji. Paripalayan, paripalayan, he accepted the request. He accepted the request of his child who was crying, who wanted to know his name and where he will stay, the place. Abhyadhaya bhadraya vacha narodis tat karomi me. Abhyadhaya pacifying bhadraya gently vacha by his words. Narodis tat karomi me. Don't cry. Whatever you have requested, I will do. Don't cry. We do same thing with our children. Lollipop, don't cry. I will give you lollipop. Same way, say, don't cry.
Yadro desura sveshta sudveda iva balakaha tadastvamadidhasyanti namna rudraiti praja.
Yadrodihi, because you have cried. Surasreshta, the best among all the devatas. Sodvega, you cried with the anxiety. Iva balaka, like a child. You cried like a child. Tatastvam abhidasyanti. Therefore, I will call you. Abhidasyanti means I will call you namna by the name. Rudra iti praja. Rudra, your name will be Rudra. The praja will call you as a Rudra. Rudra has got a relationship with the crying.
Ruru karta.
You see, who is the devta of ahankar? Tatvabodh. Rudra is devta. Rudra which makes us cry. Ahankar makes us cry. So therefore, devta of ahankar is Rudra. Same Rudra. Same Rudra. So Rudra means one who weeps. Since he started crying at the time of birth, therefore he is a Rudra.
Ridindriyani asurvoma vayur agnir jalam mahi suryas chandras tapas chaiva sthanaya kritani me.
Now he said, I am giving you 11 places to stay, 11 houses to stay. What are the hridi, indriyani, all the senses? Then asu, asu means prana, vyoma, sky, vayu, air, agni, fire, jal, water, mahi, prithvi, earth, surya, sun, chandra, moon, tapas, austerities, sthanani, agre, kritani. Oh, I have already created all this thing for you. Agre, I have created all this thing for you. We also do the same thing when we expect baby. Agre, we buy all the things for the baby required. Everything is arranged. Similarly, Brahmacharya, I have arranged. What are those hridi? In the heart. We'll see one by one. Where this Rudra or the Krodha, he is a child of anger, no? Ignorance and passion. Anger is child of ignorance and passion. So where this comes? Where this Krodha comes? It is in the hridi. It's in the mind. How it expresses? It expresses into senses. Your eyes become red when you are angry. यू क्लिंच फिस्ट, मारेंगे, यू स्टार्ट किकिंग ऑल्सो. यू मस्ट हैव सीन चिल्ड्रन व्हेन दे आर एंग्री दे किक देयर टॉयज. रुद्र प्लेसेस ऑफ रुद्र एक्सप्रेसिंग, फर्स्ट इज कमिंग द माइंड, देन स्टार्ट एक्सप्रेसिंग. इंद्रियाणी असु प्राण, व्हेन यू आर एंग्री देन योर प्राण बिकम वेरी फास्ट. असु प्राण व्योम इन द स्काई ऑल्सो. इन द स्काई हाउ द स्काई यू फाइंड, व्हेन द क्लाउड्स कवर द स्काई, डेंस क्लाउड, देन दे फाइट थंडर. व्हाट इज दैट थंडर? क्रोध. एंगर इज एक्सप्रेशन. व्योम वायु एंड टॉर्नेडो, व्हेन यू सी द हियर द साउंड, दैट इज एंगर. फर्स्ट टाइम आई हर्ड इट वाज इन 2014. सब फंक्शन बज यार, शंकर जी बज देर, एवरीबॉडी सर जल्दी चलो नीचे चलो जल्दी, वो हैव टू गो टू इन द सेफ्टी रूम दिस एंड दैट बिकॉज टॉर्नेडो वाज देयर. ओ ओ ओ कैंप सब है. वायु अग्नि, व्हेन द अग्नि इज डिस्ट्रॉयिंग एट दैट टाइम्स यू सी द क्रोध, दैट इज क्रोध ऑफ अग्नि. मही, व्हेन द अर्थ इज फ्लडेड विद द वाटर, इट इज अ क्रोध. सूर्य, what is the cause of surya? Total drought. It's the cause of surya. Chandrama krodh, what is chandrama krodh? Too much of cold, people die in cold also. Tapascha, in the tap also we find that there is anger. Durvasa has done lot of tapas, but we find anger also. In Brahman also we find, Parikshit was cursed by a Brahman boy. His father, Parikshit had put a dead snake in the neck of his father, Sringirishi. So the son, when he came and saw, he cursed, anger of Brahman. So this places he has given. So one who is not anchored with the bhakti, then he will be subject to all these problems. Krodh will come. But if you are anchored with the bhakti, if you are in the shelter of the Lord, then anger will not disturb you. Okay.
Manyur manur mahinasa mahan shivarita dvajaha ugraveta bhavak kala vamadevo dhritavrata.
Now he said, okay, I will give you 11 names. Same Rudra, 11 deities of destruction. Rudra is the deity of destruction. Rudra represents Lord Shiva also. Lord Shiva is the deity of destruction. So, the 11 names given by Granmanji. What are these? Manyu, one name. Manu, Mahinasa, Mahan, Shiva, Ritadhvaja, Ugrareta, Bhava, Kala, Bhamadeva, Dhritavrata. These are all the names given by Brahmaji to that Rudra. So there are 11 Rudra. Always remember, there are 11 Rudras. And all the Rudra are for the destruction. 11 deities of destructions. Okay, then what next?
Dhivritti. ध्रीवृत्तिः उषानो मा च नियूतसर्पिः लाम्बिका इरावती सुधा दीक्षा रुद्रान्यो रुद्रते स्त्रियः
रुद्रते स्त्रियः. नाउ ब्रह्मा जी इज गिविंग, बोले आई एम गिविंग यू 11 वाइव्स
फॉर 11 रुद्र.
11 रुद्र, 11 वाइव्स. व्हाट आर देयर नेम? इट इज गिवन धी वृत्ति उष्णा उमा नियुत सर्पी इला अंबिका इरावती सुधा दीक्षा रुद्राणी रुद्रते स्त्रिया. दीज आर द नेम्स ऑफ रुद्राणी. सो रुद्र इज मेल, रुद्राणी वाइफ्स फीमेल, ते स्त्रिय 11 वाइफ्स. ओके, व्हाट इज टू बी डन? Next instruction from Brahmaji.
Grihanaitani namani sthanani cha sayoshanah evi srita prajavannihi prajanamasi yatpatihi.
Grihanaitani namani, just accept whatever names I have given you. Grihanaitani, all the namani. Sthanani, the places. I have given you places where to stay also. Everything. Your hriday, then senses, then mahi, jal, fire, vayu, everywhere. Sthanani vasa. And sanyosana, and wives also. So who selected wives?
Brahmaji.
Who is Brahmaji? Father?
Rudra.
So who is supposed to select the
father?
I'm not saying that. Brahmaji selected and said, so you accept. Just said you accept.
Aap logon ne kya kiya?
Grihatani namani sthanani chati yosana evi srita pradabhavi. And bhavi means in the large scale. Now you create progeny. The large scale. Evi srita pradabhavi. Prajanamasi yadpati. Prajanamasi living entities. You have to create living entities. Yadpati, since you are the master. So Brahma is giving adis to 11 Rudra. That I am giving you the place to stay, and you have got 11 wives also. What you have to do, that also I am telling you. You create. And how much? In large scale, over. Not one or two. Hum ek hamare ek. Aisa nahi. Hum do hamare ek. Aisa nahi.
Ityadishta sabu.
Prajapati,
dusre daksha,
mosa prajapati.
I am, sabai.
इत्यादिष्ट सगुणा भगवान नील लोहितः सत्वाकृति स्वभावेन ससर्जात्म समाप्रजाः.
इत्यादिष्ट, thus ordered by Brahmaji. Sagurna, who is that? He is my master, spiritual guru. Sagurna, भगवान नील लोहितः. नील लोहितः रुद्र. Now he is Bhagwan, first devta. नील लोहितः रुद्र. Sattva Akriti Swabhavena, by that power of that Brahmaji, Akriti, he started creating the body. How? Swabhavena, features like him, Sasarja, created Atma Sama, like him, Praja. So he created his Praja like him. Same nature.
Yeah,
nature.
Rudra-se-Rudra.
Rudra-se-Rudra-oga.
Strong and
same nature, same form, same power, and same form also. 11:30. So what they did, they also created something. And what they started doing will come in our next verse. See later on. In our next verse.
बहुत मजेदार है ये
वाला. पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.